Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 18th, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. Change. Let us never fear needed change. Certainly, we have to discriminate between changes for worse and changes for better. But once a need becomes clearly apparent in an individual, in a group, or in AA as a whole, it has long since been found out that we cannot stand still and look the other way. Bill W., Box 1980, The AA Grapevine, July 1965. Thought to consider. There is no progress without change. Acronyms. Change. Can helping attract new gifts and energy. Just for today. Independence. Step 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. If I keep on turning my life and will over to the care of something or somebody else, what will become of me? I'll look like the hole in the donut. This, of course, is the process by which instinct and logic always seek to bolster egotism and so frustrate spiritual development. The trouble is that this kind of thinking takes no real account of the facts. And the facts seem to be these. The more we become willing to depend upon a higher power, the more independent we actually are. Therefore, dependence, as AA practices it, is really a means to gaining true independence of the spirit. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 36. Daily Reflections. Real Independence. The more we become willing to depend upon a higher power, the more independent we actually are. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 36. I start with a little willingness to trust God, and He causes that willingness to grow. The more willingness I have, the more trust I gain, and the more trust I gain, the more willingness I have. My dependence on God grows as my trust in Him grows. Before I became willing, I depended on myself for all my needs, and I was restricted by my incompleteness. Through my willingness to depend upon my higher power, whom I choose to call God, all my needs are provided for by someone who knows me better than I know myself, even the needs I may not realize, as well as the ones yet to come. Only someone who knows me that well could bring me to be myself and to help me fill the need in someone else that only I am meant to fill. There never will be another exactly like me, and that is real independence. As Bill sees it. RSVP, yes or no? Usually, we do not avoid a place where there is drinking if we have a legitimate reason for being there. That includes bars, nightclubs, dances, receptions, weddings, even plain ordinary parties. You will note that we made an important qualification. Therefore, ask yourself, have I any good social, business, or personal reason for going to this place? Or am I expecting to steal a little vicarious pleasure from the atmosphere? Then go or stay away, whichever seems better. But be sure you are on solid spiritual ground before you start and that your motive in going is thoroughly good. Do not think of what you will get out of the occasion. Think of what you can bring to it. If you are shaky, you had better work with another alcoholic instead. Alcoholics Anonymous. Page 101, 102. Big Book Quote. When we became alcoholics, crushed by a self-imposed crisis, we could not postpone or evade. We had to fearlessly face the proposition that either God is everything or else He is nothing. God either is or He isn't. Alcoholics Anonymous, We Agnostics, page 53. 24 hours a day, AA thought for the day. When we alcoholics first came into AA and we faced the fact that we must spend the rest of our life without liquor, it often seems like an impossibility to us. So AA tells us to forget about the future and take it one day at a time. All we really have is now. We have no past time and no future time. As the saying goes, yesterday has gone, forget it. Tomorrow never comes, don't worry. Today is here, get busy. All we have is the present. The past is gone forever and the future never comes. When tomorrow gets here, it will be today. Am I living one day at a time? Meditation for the day. Persistence is necessary if you are to advance in spiritual things. By persistent prayer, persistent, firm, and simple trust, you can achieve the treasures of the Spirit. By persistent practice, you can eventually obtain joy, peace, assurance, security, health, happiness, and serenity. Nothing is too great in the spiritual realm for you to obtain if you persistently prepare yourself for it. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may persistently carry out my spiritual exercises every day. I pray that I may strive for peace and serenity. Hazeldene Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. My name is Kurt L., and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.